Welcome to season two of the Pursuit of Living Well podcast. This season, we are starting with a bang. What do you need to change in order to heal, to live with intention, to move the needle forward in regards to life with meaning? What would you do if you knew that all you needed was already inside you to pursue that life that you've always wanted? What changes would you make to your current life if you knew that everything was really going to be okay? Put your headphones on and take it all in as my guests are bringing value to your day so that you can be in a better frame of mind to go do that thing to which you were called. So how are you, my dear? I'm going to introduce you here in a second, but how are you this morning?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm so good. We celebrate Thursdays around here as Friday Eve. And so we're having an awesome day. Yeah.
Good.
We're good.
For those of you who have not met this gal, we just met, January in person finally.
Yeah.
And she lives here right in my backyard, and we've kind of been following each other for over a year. And let me just introduce her to you because everybody needs to know this person. everybody needs to know her. She, of course, lives here on the Crystal Coast with her husband. She's got two sons and two dogs. So four children.
Five.
So I'll hear her say, some people might say five. It just depends on who you ask, right? Or if they're bold enough to put that fifth person in there. And it's so awesome because she is right up my alley in regards to doing life really well. And then all of a sudden coming to a place where they knew that there was more. And that's what this podcast is all about, is pursuing a well-lived life. And so she actually owned a business for, and still owns another business over 10 years now. And it's a promotional products business. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
So I still got to order those koozies. But in 2019, she started another business called The Simplified Island. And that's where I want most of our conversation to be today, because I think that what you're doing in that space, no pun intended, is so powerful. And people don't understand the power of that. So let me introduce to you Caroline Roberts. Welcome to today's
podcast. Thank you, Karen. Thank you. I just love how our relationship has evolved.
Right?
I admired you from a distance for a while. And then finally, the one post you did, I was like, all right, we have got to get to know each other better. And it all started when I just had to reach out over loving yourself just as better than you been, or just as much as you love others. I always mess it up, but I have it in my head.
Yeah. It's basically the golden rule, but with a twist, right?
Yes. I love it. It's so good. Because so often we are better to others than we are to ourselves.
Yeah.
So you have to be kind.
Yeah, absolutely. So random question, what are you drinking this morning? Are you doing coffee, water, tea? What kind of girl are you?
I've got coffee and water. Fisting?
Yeah, I got my sparkling water. I've got my second cup of coffee, and then I have regular water. And I got all my bases covered, right?
and I usually do a sparkling water as like when you just need to change things up. But I haven't gotten there yet. Usually that comes around like 10 or 11.
Gotcha. Yeah. I gave up sodas a while back I mean, it's been like years. Every once in a while I'll get something, but it tastes like metal in my mouth. Have you ever that I've gotten away from it so much that when I drink it, it's like, it tastes like metal. It's weird, whether it's in a bottle or can.
Yeah. It's very rare. I drink, I call it a soft drink, but drink something like that. However, I do have a very, special place for Diet Dr. Pepper.
Like, oh, same. I actually had one yesterday. I actually did have one yesterday.
Did you? Gosh.
And you can't find them. Right.
Good ice.
Oh, yeah, with the good ice. Yeah, the good ice. You know there's people listening to this going, yes, I need the good ice.
There are. Yeah, we have friends who, you know, buy the bags from Sonic so they can
right.
have it at home.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
blame them.
So, right, exactly. Well, there's evidently a machine now that makes them that you can buy that's a separate ice maker from the refrigerator. I'm like, if I had room in my little tiny home, I would totally have one of those. But
yeah,
it ain't happening. It ain't happening. It's just me. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, it also makes it more of a treat too when you can go somewhere and get like the full fountain drink experience. I feel like.
But you know, it's hard. I don't know if you know this, but it's difficult to find Diet Dr. Pepper like at any like fast food place. And the only place I can find it around here is Zaxby's. When I
really,
I'll pick up my son and I will go get him, you know, like the Zach snack or whatever with the fries after school. And I'm like, and a Diet Dr. Pepper. But I haven't found it in other places. It's like the only diet they have is like Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke, you know?
Right.
And it's like, yep, nope, we're going to Zaxby's because I need my Diet Dr. Pepper. And I don't want to have a lot of them because I don't drink them, you know, that often. So, squirrel random conversation. But anyway, all good.
It sparks joy.
Right. Exactly. Which
fair game in my world.
Yeah. Which we're going to get to with that because that's so important. But I want to talk about is it Coastal Connections Marketing?
Yes. Coastal Connections Marketing. Yes.
So tell us everything that you do and why you even started that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't start it. So, I went to college at Carolina and graduated with a journalism degree. I really had no idea what I was going to do with it. So then I went to ECU and got a master's in business. I did know that I had always wanted to run a business. In fact, when like some kids, like some little girls were playing house, I was like playing town and I would like run all the businesses.
I would make little cities with outside with little twigs and make like the cabins and stuff and make a town. So I'm right there with you.
So
I just had an aha moment. It was never just a little house. It was like everything.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I'd like pull out the Monopoly money and charge people for stuff. And so when I was just starting the second year of the business degree, a family friend of ours reached out to me and just said, hey, what are you doing when you graduate? And I was like, hey, I don't have a clue. So I started working with her part-time in Coastal Connections Marketing. And at the time it was a storefront in downtown Kinston. She started it in 2002 and I joined in 2006.
Okay.
And we sold and sell promotional products to all kinds of businesses and organizations. And we can do anything from like kind of small transactions, such as koozies and you know, stuff like that, which are fun, to, you know, like more detailed and elaborate promotional campaigns. We do a lot of like fundraising campaigns where there's incentives at different levels. So we can work with clients on all kinds of stuff, but promotional products are pretty much anything with a logo on it. So like ink pens and notebooks and coffee mugs to like really high end gifts. Like we do, you know, lots of Yetis and like brand name jackets and like all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
We'll definitely be talking because we've got business expansion going on over here. So fun.
Yeah.
So were y'all living in Kinston when you decided to move here?
Yes.
Okay. So talk about that whole like come to Jesus moment that was like, skirt, this is happening and let's talk about it.
Yeah. So, gosh. And, you know, I'm still a little bit like processing all of it. There wasn't a moment. It was an evolution. Mm-hmm. So in 2000, at the end of 2012, I bought Coastal Connections Marketing from the founder.
Okay.
And gosh, and then so I was running it. I had employees. The founder was working for me, which was fantastic. The best employee ever.
That's great, because a lot of times when you buy a business from the previous owner, it's not such yeah, a good fit. Well, because, you know, so that's good.
Anyone who knows her, she's just like the best. So awesome. And my husband also owns his own business. He owns a lawn care landscaping company. And I, you know, as I've told other people, we were checking all the boxes. Mm-hmm. Oh man, because I'm very good at that. I'm very good at checking boxes. You know, we were successful on every level, really. I mean, and we had our first son, and it took us a while to realize we were going to do it again, but we did it again and had our second son. You know, we had a gorgeous home. We had so many great friends. I say had, we still have these things, but
right.
But there, and we had lots of activities. I was on, you know, boards of all the nonprofit organizations, and we just had very full, and it all felt really good. It all felt like things that we wanted to be doing. But what we were missing is just any time to breathe. Mm. Like, I felt like I'd never had a time to just take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. And evaluate anything, because I was so busy achieving.
Right.
What kind of started the evolution process, was we really wanted our own place at the beach. And, so we ended up renting a condo for a little more than a year or so, but we were in the lease, and we furnished it, and we were there. And one summer, or one May, I was like, you know, I'm going to try to live down there this summer and just see how it goes. Like, we had kind of structured my business to where I could work from anywhere.
Right.
We no longer had the storefront downtown, which was a tough transition, or scary transition.
Right.
The boys and I lived at the beach that summer, and John, my husband, kind of drove back and forth, and I was like, whoa, okay, here we are.
Yeah.
And everything, when we were there, everything just felt simpler. It was a tiny condo. I mean, not the tiniest, but it was very small to be living in with two kids and a dog.
Right.
But it was just simple. We didn't have a lot of stuff. You know, we had to furnish it, and it was a rental. So we kind of like bare bones scrapped stuff together. But it was fantastic. I mean, we played games, and we took walks, and we swam, and, you know, we did things that I feel like I just never made time to do when I was at home. It was a slow evolution of like, okay, I'm spending way too much time handling our stuff at home. Like, we had a larger home, and I, you know, had dreams of formal entertaining and like all these things that, when I really look back, I'm like, I never wanted to entertain formally. Like, that would be so hard.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more of like the let's throw burgers and hang out in the backyard kind of person.
Pull out the paper plates.
Yeah. But I found myself like purchasing and then moving things around, all this stuff that I didn't really need. Like, all of these like drink dispensers. And like, I'm like, no, we'll have a cooler. Like, you know, anyway. So I started just getting rid of stuff, honestly. I started just really getting rid of things. And I know people thought I was crazy. And I know, and I do know that some people were like, well, you can't take that. Or, you know, don't get rid of this. And I know, like, my older son, who's 12 now, he definitely was like starting to get clingy with things. I'm like, I'm not messing with your stuff. Like, this is my thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, around that same time, I was introduced to the Netflix show with Marie Kondo. And I always very mistakenly judged her book before I even read it. I mean, how stupid is that? But I did it, and I'm fessing up. As like, oh, it's going to be too harsh, too extreme. She's going to tell me I can only have like 4 pairs of shoes, and I'm not listening to her. Well, I watched the show, and I was like, oh, actually.
Right.
She knows what she's talking about. There are no rules. That she does not care how many of anything you have, as long as what you have because it brings you joy.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to stop right there because I want to come back to it, but you said something before we got into that was about, you found all of the striving and the working and not being able to breathe and all of that. And I think that so many times we see, when other people are listening to stuff like this, they see where we are now, not where we have been, and they want to be where we are now, and they're just beginning. And I think that, you know, in looking back, we see, oh my gosh, I worked so hard, but what did that hard give you? It's like, choose your hard. Are we going to be lazy and allow things to be difficult in that? Or are we going to do what it takes to build that life, because you guys had everything, but what it did is it set you up, right, to get you to that next phase. And you were able, because you were successful in those things, you had put in the time, you had put in the work, you had put in the energy, and you had a beautiful family at the same time. And I don't want people to think that they can just arrive and have a simple life without putting in the work when what they want does take a little elbow grease.
What if there was a way to access the subconscious and shut off that racing mind? What if that sleep that you were getting at night actually allowed you to recover and wake up more alive and alert the next day? The Soundbar is a meditation room that uses frequency-minded music to help you relax and reset. It uses different frequencies to target nerve receptors in the body and may help with anxiety, stress, depression, lack of sleep, chronic pain, and more. The Soundbar is located right here in Moorhead City at 4426 Arundel Street, Suite A in Pelletier Harbor Shops.
Right?
Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but it is getting to the point where it's like, do I continue on the hamster wheel, or is it time for me to get off? And that is the key to it all, is knowing when to pivot. Right. And so now you've got this Marie Kondo thing and you're simplifying and all of that. And you and I had this conversation before about, especially growing in the South, it's like, how many China sets do we have? Do we have fancy silver? Do we have the wine glasses that go with this set and the other wine glasses and tea glasses that go with this set? And how, and it's like, really?
And you know what? The queen is not coming to my house anytime soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
she's not.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, it's, and I, you know, I got rid of all of that. I'm like, it's collecting dust, or it's just taking up space. Yeah. And did I enjoy it when I brought it out? But yeah, but it was like once every 5 years, you know, it's like, right. It's not worth it.
Yeah. And I think the important thing to note too about the achieving and about that is it's really about, to me, it's about evaluating what works for you.
Yes. Yes.
Because we do have family members who throw down with their formal entertaining, and they actually do use their china and their silver. I have a client who uses her silver all the time. And so we do have two drawers in her kitchen for that. Mm-hmm. But I same with the achieving stuff. I think it's just so important to have some breathing room that allows you to evaluate.
Yes.
Because I get caught up in stuff all the time because it is my nature. It is my nature to do something, do it well. So I'm really curious about things. So I love to learn things and just see how I can apply it. I like to try different things. But it's just so important to really like have that time where you can stop and evaluate and then make a next step.
Yeah.
Because I think you can certainly find success, but it's got to be your definition of success and not, you know, a magazine's or your mom's, you know.
I agree. But I think, you know, in that, with the whole Southern woman thing, part of what keeps us held back is the way we were raised and the value, quote unquote, that we put on other people's opinions of what we should and shouldn't be doing. And
hearing you talk about that.
And I love the fact that you were able to be like, you know what, this is not my space that I want to be in with all of that. And somebody else does it really good. And that's their zone of genius, so to say. And that you've got this place where you're able to let go and show other people how to do the same thing. And I think that right now it's a lot of people are getting rid of stuff. What's the craziest thing that you've ever seen somebody hang on to that they don't want to get rid of?
Ooh. Oh gosh. That is so good. I don't know. I can't think of anything. I mean, I can tell you like there's stories, in the decluttering world of people finding money. Mm-hmm. And I have found thousands of dollars with clients.
Oh, wow.
Thousands of dollars.
Wow.
And like they had clothes, no idea.
In clothes or in drawers or.
Well, I find it with almost everyone. It's not that amount, but we find money almost every time we declutter, and it can be anywhere from like large uncashed checks in piles of paper to like, you know, $100 in a coat pocket. It's fascinating.
How about?
I'm not saying I know I need to go check my coat pockets. Like I'm not immune from it, but it is fascinating.
Yeah. Do most people like sell their stuff and make money from it, or do they give it away?
No, you know, so far I really encourage people to give it away because usually when they're at the point that they want and need to work with me, they need it out of their house right then. Yeah. And so I will take, you know, as much as I can fit into my car when I leave, just to help that process. Now there are, you know, some like super high end things that, you know, would be worth selling, but we do try to like have some parameters of, okay, who are you going to contact? How long are you going to give it? And then what are you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
So. It is hard to give it up because when people see their piles of things, they're seeing dollar signs, they're feeling guilt, they're feeling all the things about, you know, our stuff makes us feel things and it's not always pleasant, you know?
Right. Talk about the whole joy aspect and why you do what you do with all this.
Oh my gosh. I think it was, you know, so when I was starting to get rid of the stuff that didn't make sense and I felt like was like sitting on my chest, you know, I really did experience what Marie Kondo talks about. And I'm not one to like fangirl, but I'm telling you, like once I got rid, and I did it a little bit backwards, like she talks about keeping what you love, and I was like, I gotta get rid of this junk. But it did allow me to focus on things that I really loved. And I don't mean love in like some dramatic romantic way. I mean, like I want to be able to grab my favorite coffee mug without four falling on me.
Yes.
Or I want to go in my closet and feel like, and feel good. Like I want to walk in there and feel like I have options of things that I know look good on me, that things that don't make me feel guilty because I can't wear them anymore. Or,
right.
Or, you know,
the, like, the side of the clothes, the side of the closet that I'm saving because I know I'm going to fit back into those things next season. We all have it, right? I mean, yeah.
Look, and I had a client who we were going through her clothes and she was like, I'm not keeping things from you. I really do not own a pair of shorts. I hate shorts. I don't wear shorts. And I was like, you go, girl.
Yeah.
Because you know, like.
Own it. Yeah.
Know it. Yeah. So I just love, there is a different feeling, like, you know, just looking at your surroundings. Like if you can get on your couch and you've got like a pillow you love to like tuck under your arm and you've got your favorite blanket you can pull up and not just like all these other things that don't matter.
The mail, just a lot. The half opened mail laying there and the, yeah.
Yeah.
The shoes even, on like, the coffee table.
In a kitchen. Like I find great satisfaction from being able to open a drawer and grab what I need. And I know that I don't have to hunt for it. Mm-hmm. It is in the same place. And it's not, and I know it's one that I enjoy using. I mean, like, you know, a spatula doesn't like set my world on fire,
right?
But it's a solid spatula, you know, right. Like we'll keep it.
Right.
Versus like, you know, taking something out and it's like, ah, this old spatula again, you know, it's just the little things. And if you can do, it's like the little things. And if you can do that in all the different places in your home, like there's really big impact there. Frees up all that mental space. You can just do other things. Think about other things.
Yes. Let's talk about that. Let's talk exactly about that. Because so most people know if they're listening to me that I sold my home a year ago and almost right around 3,000 square feet in Blair Farm. And now I'm in a 399 square foot tiny home. And when I was sitting there having just a quieting myself because I was getting ready to have a massage and it had been a rough day at work. And all of a sudden this feeling came over. It says, time to sell the house, release all attachments, sell everything, minimize. And I'm like, all of this emotion just started to move through my body. It wasn't sadness. It wasn't excitement. It wasn't, I don't know, joy. I don't know what it was. It was just like this overwhelm of releasing that once that came through, it's just like this release happened in my body and getting rid of stuff that I don't use regularly was so easy. And it was just because I was at a place that I was ready for it. Mm-hmm. And I am still, even though I got rid of 99% of my stuff, I still have things that I find. I'm like, why do I even have this? And it's like a monthly basis, if not every other week, that I'm taking stuff to Salvation Army. Like, this is perfectly good, but I haven't used it since before I moved. Like, why is it here, you know, and get rid of it. And when you have, let's just talk clutter, for instance, when you have clutter, it's distraction, right? And it just, and you're like over here. And there's something about having a clean space where there's not a lot of stuff taking up physical space that it's crazy because it clears the mind. When you've got a clear space, you have a clear mind and there's, you can make decisions better. You're at peace. It's full circle. How have you seen that in working with your clients or even with yourself?
Yeah. I mean, all the time. Every time I leave a client, whether it's right then or even just a couple days later, or, you know, I always hear from them. there's usually a sigh, which you probably can tell more about, like the physical reaction, but there's usually a sigh and I'm like, wow, I feel so much better. Mm-hmm. Or there's a weight lifted. Mm-hmm. When there's just not that, it's a distraction. And I think, like, I also think it's when we see those things, like when we see things that we don't use, or that we just don't really like,
or we have it because somebody gave it to us because they thought of us.
Yeah,
like we have to put it on display.
Yeah, there's so many like kind of yucky emotions that we feel, and I don't think we even process it every time, but I do. I mean, I really do think it dings us. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, the guilt of not using it or spend, you know, wasting money on it. The decision, like everything's a decision kind of. So like, yeah, if you had something in your house that somebody gave you and you don't really like it, but you feel like you kind of have to keep it, like every time you look at it, you're going to be like, oh gosh, I wish I could get rid of that. Or, oh gosh, I wonder if they're going to notice if I don't have it. Like every time you see it.
Right.
And I don't think it's a conscious thing, but I think it's happening every single time. And I think all of those yucky feelings, I mean, gosh, just think of the land, like we just talked about the landmines that are in a closet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh. I mean, things could just be coming at you from every direction of, mm-hmm. well, that's what I wore on first date with my ex-husband, or that's what I wore, you know, or I can't wear that anymore. Or, you know, my sister told me that color's not good on me, or, yeah, I mean, it could be like a whole thing. And so, I think it's just important to be aware of how physical objects are so much more than physical objects. I think they kind of talk to us.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for real. How, if you were to describe your perfect client, who is it that gravitates towards you?
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting because I've had clients at all different like life stages. Mm-hmm. But I think one common thread is they are all seeking a simplicity to their day to day. They all, I mean, I think I can say that safely. They all seem to be living like very full lives. And they just want that thread of simplicity. And I especially love when they come to it with a little curiosity, and we can say, like, you know, well, what would it feel like if you didn't have that anymore?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if,
wouldn't it be cool? Yeah. Yeah. And that usually, you know, works well for some, you know, when people are kind of like on the edge of, well, should I not have this anymore? Should we get rid of this? It's like, well, what would it feel like? You know, how would it be? And, so that it's fun when they're open to like, oh, well, maybe we'll give it a try.
That's perfect that you said that about picturing what life would be like it going in, like what's the best possible scenario, because so many times people think, well, what if I need this again, and what if I don't, and then I gotta go spend more money, and I had it, and you know, they get all caught up in the worst case scenario. And so I love the fact, and I talk about it a lot, well, what's the best thing that could happen?
Yeah.
Stop thinking about what could go wrong, and let's think about what could go right. If you actually took the leap, if you actually said yes, if you actually got rid of the thing or the person or the job or the or whatever, what's the best possible outcome of that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you can see yourself in that emotion of joy, of like excitement, and that's how I know, like when I'm talking to somebody, when I'm saying what's the best possible outcome and they start talking about it, their whole being lights up and they get a smile, their eyes smile. And it's like, that's it right there. That's what you want. Get into that emotion of that. And then watch that expansion happen, because when you're getting rid of stuff, the only thing that can happen is more love, more joy, more peace. And I love that about what you do. What is your typical process with your clients from the beginning to the end?
Yeah. Okay. So clients come to me for various places in their home. It usually is, you know, we'll usually start in one area and then they're like, okay, now we really need to do this. You know, it's very rarely just a one and done. So we, and clients are more open to like the full process. Some are more open than others, but what I love to do is in the beginning, make sure that they really are ready to make changes. Because what I don't particularly love doing is organizing their junk.
Yeah.
You know,
putting it from one bin to the other, right?
Well, yeah, it's not sustainable. I mean, what, you know, it's like, it's a waste of their money. It's a waste of my time. Like, you know, like, let's just not organize your junk.
Yeah.
So I do want to make sure that they are open to making changes, whether it's, and I don't make people get rid of anything. You can keep whatever you want, but it's open to the thought process, open to the honest discussion about, are these things serving you? It's really important to discuss how, like, the vision for their home and the vision for their life. And I know that can sound kind of heavy, but you can have a vision for your home, but it's got to match the vision for your life. So, and if you don't, like my formal china, when I really just want like a cooler in the backyard.
Absolutely. Yes.
Some people are like, oh my gosh, I'm too overwhelmed. I can't even begin to think about that. So then we'll just kind of get into the process and start, and we'll kind of weed it out through the work. But then we'll start decluttering. And so we'll take whatever space where they want to start. The official like KonMari method is with clothing. But we'll start wherever they want to start. And we take everything of that item out of wherever it is, out of a closet, out of the cabinets, and put it all out there. It's usually a shocker to see the quantity in one place.
Yeah.
We have found, I think, 7 Neosporins. Yesterday I found, 3 or 4 oreganos, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And most of the stuff you find like that, half of it's expired, you know, or
And I mean, it's not a lot of money, but it adds up.
It happens.
Really bad duplicates.
Yeah, it happens.
It does. It sure does. Anyway, so we'll declutter and go through things and really think about what's not serving them and what is serving them and that kind of stuff. And then we get to organize it and put it in places in their home that makes the most sense. And I love walking people through that process of just like, you know, well, when you're here, how do you want to feel? What are you doing? And, you know, what do you want near you and those types of things? What I really like doing, I love it all. It's all fun. Is creating systems or routines with people to just make sure that that there's just a smooth flow in their house. So whether it's like, can we set up a space that really serves you in the mornings? Like if you've got hectic mornings, like let's make sure it is as streamlined as possible. And we're going to walk through it and like, okay, you're going to have this here and do this here and this here, and just, and it, you'll train your family because that's what you have to do, but it'll become a routine in no time. So I just love like helping them streamline things that they do every single day. And it helps everybody.
Yeah. And so many times, you know, those of us that are, you know, have families and households and stuff like that. I mean, this is good for even like, you know, those people that don't have that, you know, and it's just them. It's amazing how much stuff that we collect, you know, not having a family. And So I want to encourage everybody, if you're in this space or if this topic interests you, to please reach out to Caroline, because she's definitely like an expert when it comes to this stuff. Talk to us about, you have a membership program, and I don't know if it's open right now or whatever, but it's called the Path to Simplified.
Yes.
So talk about it, because I think that's so awesome.
It has been so much fun. We have a group of women. There's a community platform where they can log in, and there's essentially a course inside that walks you through what I've called the 6 steps to simplify. And it's actually exactly what I just told you. It's, are you ready? And then finding your vision, decluttering, organizing, creating systems, and then refine and repeat. So, you know, we work on helping people through life's transitions. So that is in the membership all the time. They can work through it at their own pace. You can skip around, but it's designed to go in order. And then we have a monthly, and you were so sweet to be one of our guests, a monthly masterclass where we just dive deep into a particular topic. So February, you joined us for all about self-love and being a little kinder to ourselves. And that, oh gosh, I still think about that. I do.
That was fun.
I'll tell you later what stuck with me. January, we had Booth Parker, and we had did meal planning and meal prepping. Mm-hmm. And I still think about her when I open up my refrigerator, and I'm like, oh, I just, you know, I love organizing things the way she discussed. Coming up, we are doing a deep dive into our closets. And so that'll be just me. We don't have a guest expert that month, but so we just kind of pick a topic that seems to be coming up in the membership. Uh-huh. And we just dive deep.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is it open right now for enrollment, or when is the next one?
It'll be open toward the end of April. So that will be a great time to hop in and get your feet wet before like summer. If anyone wants to like use some summertime to get their house in order.
Oh, awesome. So that'll be a right around the time that this podcast launches. So
perfect.
So, people, you know, mark your calendars for the end of April, for that, because if this is, I just know that we all need whatever it is that our interest goes in the direction of, we need accountability. And I think that membership is an amazing accountability for people that are wanting to be in the space, because it's not like a one and done. Usually it's continual, because we're always bringing stuff in, right? And people are always bringing stuff over, and we're always,
continual. I mean, I teach it and I'm constantly doing it.
Oh yeah.
I've got a bag in a closet that's my donation bag. So anything or recycling, or, you know, like that's just where the stuff goes. Mm-hmm. Cause it is constant.
What is one thing that you have found in people's pantry that they thought that one day they would try, or that they would cook, or that they would use as food wise, and they never got around to it, and it's like old? Besides the oregano, what was the craziest what's the craziest thing you've ever found?
Just lots of blends, lots of like seasoning blends are in there. Also a lot of diet products, like trendy health food products. Mm-hmm. And I don't say any of that with judgment, because I've got the powders and all that stuff. But I do think, if you're really into cooking, like just buy the basic spices and make your own blends, like stop buying all the blends, you know? Because they take up so much space, and they're usually like the gigantic bottles that go bad before you finish it. So just like make your own.
Yeah. And it's not that hard. It's, you know, usually the blends have like 3 or 4 ingredients in them, and we've got that in our thing already.
Right. And they have like the taking non-taking agents and all that, where like the regular spices don't need that. So I don't know what, I don't know where that comes from. So
crazy.
Yeah.
All right. I want to do some rapid fire questions, and then I want us, I want everybody to, well, first of all, tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah. So, I am on Instagram. The Simplified Island is there. Coastal Connections also has a place. It's a little bit more of like, what do they say? Like proof of life or something.
Right.
We don't do a whole lot of marketing there, but there are some interesting products. That is coastal.connections.marketing. And then, yeah, on the internet, simplifiedisland.com, coastal-connections.com. We'll make sure you have all the links. And we have some really good downloads for both of those. So if you're like business organization oriented and you are interested in dabbling in the promotional product stuff, we have a free download there of the 7 things you need to think about or consider before buying.
Nice.
It's what we do in our business just intuitively, but it helps people who are thinking about it for the first time. So you'll find that on our website. And then with the Simplified Island, we have a vision guide that will really help you. It was so much fun to create because I used to not be a vision type person. So we have like the different ways to help you think about it. So whether you like to just like fill in the blank, or whether you want to like create a vision board and doodle or cut out paper. I mean, it's like, you can't mess up.
Oh, fun.
You will find your vision with that. Yeah. And we have a download of kids games to get your kids to declutter, and they work. They are tested on my children, my test subjects.
That's awesome. We're going to have all that in the show notes, but I've got some rapid fire questions for you.
Okay. I'll try to be rapid.
All right. What is the one thing that you have had a hard time getting rid of yourself that you still have?
Okay, I have a plant from my grandfather's funeral 12 years ago that I used to love. It is now starting to feel like a chore, but I cannot get rid of it. I've actually moved it into like our bottom floor. It's like slowly on its way out. But it's not my grandfather. It's just a plant.
It's just a plant, right?
Just a plant.
No, I hear you on that. Yeah. I've got one over there on the other side of the room that was my grandmother's, and it started out tiny, and it's just growing and growing and growing, and but it's not going anywhere. It's giving me life. So
that's great. Mine's starting to feel like it's taking up too much of my energy.
Yeah.
Because I'm worried about it.
Right.
Just get rid of it.
So if you saw her, you would see her gorgeous hair. What is your favorite hair product?
Oh my gosh, you would die. I do so little to my hair.
It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. You're so kind. You're so kind. No, I do not color my hair because I do not want the maintenance. Yeah. I get haircuts like every 10 weeks, I think. I do use purple shampoo to keep my grays as white as possible.
Uh-huh.
Purple shampoo.
There you go. What brand do you use?
I don't know.
Whatever. Right. Whatever.
I mean, really, it's like whatever's at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
All good.
So funny. As far as books go, do you like Audible or do you like the real deal?
Ooh. So I really like to, I have not gotten into Audible. I did do Big Magic. Mm-hmm. The Eat, Pray, Love person, mm-hmm. Elizabeth Gilbert, because I heard you just had to do that on Audible, and it was very good. In fact, it kind of reminded you should do that. Have you read the?
I haven't Magic? Yet, but I've heard about it, and so many people told me. So I think I need to.
Yeah,
need to
it's do good, that. And the Audible is really good. I got a Kindle Paperwhite for Christmas.
Okay.
And it's a Kindle that has the screen doesn't have the blue light in it.
Yep.
And so it doesn't challenge, like hurt your eyes or challenge your eyes at night and stuff. And so I can like crush a book with that. But it just depends. Like if it's a book I really want to soak in, I'll use the like hold it. But if it's a book I just want to like zip through, I'll Kindle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. All the
we things. All have our quirks, right?
All the things. I'm bad about starting a book and not finish it. It's like, oh, I got what I needed, and it goes on a shelf, and I'm like, that's been sitting there too long. It's time to pass it on to somebody that'll read it. And so I try to do that.
I think that's so powerful. What's the point of finishing a book that if you feel like you've gotten what you need?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think but you're,
I used to be, what am I missing? This is good, but what am I missing? What could I be missing out on? And I'm just like, no, next. So that's been a process. Worst food you've ever eaten?
My children love to pick on me. I really don't like olives.
I don't either. I can't stand them. Like, ugh, yeah, don't.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they're super tiny on a pizza. Sure. But like, I really don't, I wish I did. Cause I don't know. I guess I don't know, but yeah.
If you could live anywhere other than the United States, where would it be?
I'm just so happy right here. I mean, my husband always,
go ahead.
Well, my husband always talks about the Bahamas and like, Exuma area, but there's really nowhere else I'd rather be.
It's gorgeous here, isn't it? I mean, there's a reason they call it the Crystal Coast.
It is so gorgeous.
Why do you got to go to Florida to see that kind of water? And it's not all over North Carolina. It's right here.
You know?
And it's absolutely beautiful. I want to thank you for being on today. You're always such a joy.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. I really love talking to you too. You brighten up my day every time.
Thank you. And we will have everything in the show notes. And everybody reach out to her. It's going to be, your life will be forever, like, you'll be forever grateful. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. And we'll just have fun. I always laugh. I laugh no matter what, you know, we can always find a bright side. So it's not a chore working with us.
Cool. Thanks. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day today to listen to this latest episode. I would be forever honored if you would give us a 5-star review. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave those in the comment section. And we look forward to seeing you next time.